Every Monday, the Business Report focuses on technology. And for the next few Mondays, we'll report on the changing cell phone, how people use them, and what the cell phone of the future might do. Chances are the instruction book for your new cell phone is thicker than the phone itself. Your phone can also be your MP3 player, a connection to the web, a camera, a scheduler, an alarm clock, a Game Boy, and even your source for news. Ithaca College in upstate New York has launched a film festival to find out if you can make a movie with a cell phone. And NPR's Douglas Hopper has the answer.
Sudhanshu Saria is in his senior year, and Suds, as most people know him, has big plans. He's sitting at Juna's coffee shop and just got a call from his casting director.
Yeah, you know the faces, get their headshots, tell them what they need to do, get those auditions lined up. Okay, what else?
Between calls from the crew on his latest project, a feature-length film, Suds is making a much shorter but no less ambitious movie for the contest. But this movie can't be longer than 30 seconds. So there's no film crew, no auditions, and the set is everywhere.
I'm shooting random bits of footage that are going to go into my video because it's very montage-based. So, you know, you need a lot of footage to make those 30 seconds work. In 1 second, I'm planning to use pretty as much as 4 shots.
His mission? To make a movie about what it means to be an American. Suds came to Ithaca 3 years ago from Darjeeling, India. So the question is a personal one. He finds his next actor behind the counter making lattes at Juna's. Suds holds up his cell phone and tells her to confront the lens.
Fantastic. That's it.
All right.
Isn't that simple?
Did you want a cup of coffee?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
When Suds finally submits his movie, Diane Lynch will be one of the first people to see it. She's the dean of the Park School of Communications at Ithaca. Lynch started the contest with the hope of challenging students to think big and small.
I sort of thought of it as like the haiku of film production. Instead of thinking big screen, mega millions, blockbuster films, it was about every frame counts.
She's already watched about 75 entries, and squinting into the screen on her laptop, Diane Lynch admits they're not all poetic masterpieces.
Some of them are so unbelievably terrible you can't even imagine. And some of them are actually quite remarkably good. There's somebody in an airplane and is doing what appears to be some kind of, oh, perhaps hallucinogenic drugs while they're on the airplane. No. It's a visual representation of flight in color.
Other filmmakers didn't take themselves so seriously. Diane Lynch says a lot of the entries are just 30-second jokes.
There's nothing new under the sun. The banana peel trick. In a shopping mall with a cell phone.
Not everyone is so sure cell phone movies will catch on. Simon Tarr teaches animation at Ithaca College. He's not holding his breath for a cell phone Casablanca.
There's all kinds of two-way interesting stuff going on with cell phones. But just using it as a very small movie camera, I don't think that's going to happen.
But he says, you never know.
I hope that it actually breaks the mold of cinema and that there's something there that was completely inconceivable and not envisioned before. I don't know if that'll happen, but I hope so.
As for Suds, the student filmmaker, he finished his film minutes shy of the deadline. Here it is, all 30 seconds of it.
This message is for all Americans. You are white, you are male. You live in California and New York. You are married to a woman. You speak only English. You weigh 145 feet, 10 inches. You are 25 to 30 years old. You make $60,000 to $100,000. Your shoe size is 10. You have 2 children. You own 2 televisions. You are Christian. You voted for George W. Bush.
You have sex twice a week.
You watch 4 hours of television for all Americans. You are the demographic. You are Americans.
Douglas Hopper, NPR News.
And if you want to watch that cell phone movie, go to npr.org.